There were six GOP House members. I talked about this yesterday. They were fined $500 each for refusing to wear the face diapers on the House floor because they've all been jabby-jabbed and they don't feel that they need to wear it anymore. They shouldn't have ever been wearing them in the first place. They all make enough money they could take the $500 fine from Nancy Pelosi, especially since yesterday, video came out of Nancy Pelosi and her Democrat colleagues all prancing around the White House, hugging, chatting, high-fiving, being close to one another. Which, you can never get them on hypocrisy. This is not one of those, could you imagine, segments. It just, I'm trying to show you, they don't care about their hypocrisy. They don't care. It is fun for them to do this. It is fun for them to punish their opponents. It is fun for them to make sure that you understand they're in charge. That they are in charge. And that's what I'm trying to tell you right now. That's what I'm trying to tell you. For them, Democrats, let me ask you this. What is best in life, Democrats?
This is good, but what is best in life? The open step, free thoughts, falcons at your wrist, and the wind in your hair. Wrong!
Wrong. Freedom is wrong. You don't get freedom. Nancy Pelosi, what is best in life?
What is best in life? To crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and to hear the lamentation of your women.
That's right. Folks, it's a stupid quote, but it's true. That's what they want. They want to crush you. Drive them forth. Need the lamentation of their women. Make them wear face masks. Jab them as much as possible. And make them unemployed. So when people are going, and you're going to get that response all day today, from the Ben Father, and from all of these people, can you believe this? This is absolutely ridiculous. I can't believe that they're fighting the GOP $500 a day when they go to the White House, and then they dance around in their little White House place, and they all don't wear masks. It's unbelievable, I tell you. It's unbelievable. I can't believe this. But do you know what? If you donate $5, I'll be able to make sure I can fight them on this. That's all you're going to get all day from these people. That's it. That's all it is. It's all politics. So she can fine and crush and make people's lives miserable and dance around. Folks, this is what we're dealing with. But we'll talk about that a little bit more in the next segment of the program here in the Barrett Brief on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing. Some other points to talk about, some other things on the bluff, the bottom line up front. Marshall leader Biden signs an anti-Asian hate crime bill, marking a significant break in partisanship. Is that crime bill going to include not discriminating against Asians in colleges? I don't know. We're going to have to find out about that. Probably not. So that we have that in news about the jabby jab. You're seeing the reaction to Nancy Pelosi's actions where she's fining people and running around masks at the same time. Civil unrest that's taking place across these United States. And it is happening because it's being fomented because that's what they want. That's what they want. Because with them, the more chaos exists, the more chaos that exists, the more people are desperate for democratic rule. Oh, save us, Democrats. Please, yes, crush us. Crush us. We just need to be saved. I don't know why they turned into Irish people, but you know, it happens. People get desperate. What can I say? In other regards, other news that's around, we have Teen Vogue is claiming that U.S. This is the greatest headline I think I've ever read in about 24 hours. Teen Vogue, that bastion of literary thought and genius, has claimed that U.S. universities are, quote-unquote, right-wing institutions as anti-conservative protests abound. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Did you know that the U.S. university system is full of right-wing secret people? And that it is a bastion of right-wing thought. Now, Ash-E Kupar Sadiq, which she spells her name A-S-H-E-E-S-H. Ash-E Kupar Sadiq spoke about the right-wing's dominance of academia and how conservative ideology is destroying her higher education. These are real articles. This is why the Babylon Bee is the greatest website outside of the Crusade Channel. Because you can't even write this stuff. How do these people... If you're the Babylon Bee at this point, you're like, dude, they're going to put us out of a job. They're going to put us out of a job because there's nobody... People aren't going to believe fake from real headlines anymore. Yeah, I'm sure those right-wingers that are running around the University of Harvard and Providence College and Texas, the University of Texas. I'm sorry, I'm married to an Aggie. Texas University is the correct way to talk about them. Texas University, you know it because nothing but pro-life thought comes out of there. Nothing but pro-life. You don't have to understand. I got it. I am an Aggie. Texas University. It's okay to correct me on that because my wife would, because she's an Aggie. So I'm good with that. But that is a real headline. Oh, these right-wing institutions. I'm sorry. Did you go to, like, Liberty University? Or, no, I went to Harvard. What? I'm sorry. Did you just say right-wing and Harvard in the same, like, do you mean, like, directionally the right? No, it's just so concerned. Okay, you need to just stop with the box wine and just go somewhere else. We have the appeals courts are now considering new charges against the three ex-cops. The additional cops, not the initial cop whose name I forget because I always forget about these kinds of... Derek Chauvin. Not Chauvin, but the other three. All right, everybody in the chat room is now correct. To you, bro. I know it's Texas University. I know. But you got to call me out on it, so I'm okay with that. We also have this headline coming to us from Just the News. 20 states are now opposing taxpayer funding for critical race theory. Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost is now the latest to join this 20-state fight, including Alabama. The same players that we know, Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, Georgia, Idaho, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, Indiana. I sound like Johnny Cash and I've been everywhere. Indiana, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Texas, Utah, West Virginia. I've been everywhere. All the normal players pushing back against critical race theory, which is fantastic. Utah is the latest to join this idea by passing a resolution against critical race theory. Now, that's fantastic. The only problem with banning critical race theory is who's going to not teach it. I'll wait. Because unless you do an absolute clean out of public schools, unless you go in there like a head coach who just got hired and said, all right, unless you want to pull like a Donald Trump and walk into a public school or walk into a, in here in Texas, it's independent school district. ISDs, unless you want to walk into, I don't know, pick the Dallas Independent School District and be like, oh, you're fired. Oh, you're fired. You're gone. You're still going to have the same teachers teaching this stuff. They're just going to, oh, yeah, we don't, it's not called critical race theory. They'll just call it something else and then reteach it. Get your kids out of public schools. That's what I'm trying to say there. Other things, other places around, or other things to talk about. The CEO of Netflix has donated $3 million to defend Gavin Newsom. So that's where your money, besides all the other terrible things that that Netflix does, Texas University and Netflix, now they're putting money behind Gavin Newsom. Chris Cuomo has been pummeled by critics after addressing scandal on a CNN show. Who cares about him? Trump's Department of Justice secretly collected CNN reporters' phones and email records. I don't know why they didn't do anything with it.